Monday Drive at Phoenix FM. It's Charlie here till six. In the studio, we welcome our resident gadget guru and all-round know-it-all, Pete Sipple. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
Now, we're talking today about being a STEM ambassador. And that's nothing to do with Ferrero Rocher, is it?
No, with this interview, you're really spoiling me, Charlie.
So what's STEM? What does STEM stand for?
Okay, so STEM is science, technology, engineering and maths. And in this country, we have a shortage.
This is like the creative side of learning, isn't it?
It is. It's technical, it's engineering, it's people that can make, invent, design, solve problems. And there's a massive gap in the UK's knowledge set when it comes to STEM.
Why is that? Is that because of Japanese electronics, or is that just general apathy in the UK industry?
It's a little bit of everything, I think. Traditionally, the UK used to be a making country. We'd make and invent. The world has changed. We don't do as much making. We're more of a sort of a service country these days. So we're not actually getting hands-on and inventing and making. Some of that could be because everything's now been invented. We're kind of running out of stuff to invent. Other countries can do it potentially cheaper and faster. So there's a shortage of engineers, scientists, and technologists in this country.
And as a STEM ambassador, is it your job to push this in schools, education?
That's partly it, yeah. So the background behind STEM is there's a network of STEM ambassadors. There's 30,000 of them around the UK, drawn from about 2,500 employers. And the idea is anyone that's got an interest in science, technology, engineering or maths and has a few spare hours to spare, and it's not even necessarily every week, it's a few hours a year to spare, can potentially put that to good use, either by going into a school and talking to the kids to try and inspire them, working with youth groups, working with scouts and guides, anything along those lines, just to make people aware of science and technology in general.
So this is sort of over and above the national curriculum and can take the form of perhaps a lunchtime or after-school club of some sorts?
Potentially, or supporting the curriculum. So the curriculum is pretty clear on what should be covered, but sometimes teachers don't have the hands-on experience or the technical know-how, so they'll work from a book or from the curriculum. And sometimes there's no substitute for getting a chemist to come in and talk about what they do, or a computer programmer or a web developer or anything along those lines, just to come in and talk about what they do. Another key thing that the STEM ambassadors do is help out with careers days. So when it's getting towards the end, school leaving age for kids, is school fairs, where you can come along and talk to people in different industries about possible career choices. And we're really keen to get STEM ambassadors into schools at that stage to say, you know, you're interested in this, that and the other. Have you considered going down this particular route in the technology field, perhaps?
And it's not just about schools, though, is it?
It's anything to do with youngsters. So it can be working with apprenticeships, it can be schools. Scouts and guides are a fairly new area. There's a group that deal with code clubs, so helping people to learn programming. So Raspberry Pis and these little Arduino-y chips. So it's quite broad, but the aim is to get youngsters early, starting at primary school, going through secondary, further education, introducing them at different stages of their learning so that, you know, when they hit the job market, they've got some of that basic knowledge with them.
So for the Cubs and the Scouts, is this something like the... Do they still do the communicator badge, and is that part of it?
Yes, they do. Funnily enough, fairly recently, I was in Ilford working with a group of guides. So they have a county camp where they all gather together and do various science activities. So for that one, we made some paper rockets that they were jumping on, inflatable thingies to make rockets fly off into all different areas, sending messages over radio, doing some basic electronics work, and playing with some chemistry bubbles and nappies and things like that to talk about chemistry and science. And they get really excited about it. If you make it interesting, fairly quick, very hands-on, short attention span, then going back and get them a couple of years later with something a bit more detailed, they may well consider things they hadn't thought. And there is an issue, for instance, with girls and technology, where they think engineering is sort of dirty and oily and, you know, a boys' thing. So getting in early with girls' schools, I help out with a girls' engineering club over lunchtime. And they're great. You know, they're really diving into design, creativity, putting a bit more energy into it than some of the boys maybe do, a little less apathy as well. And we're going to get some great female engineers coming out of spending time engaging with them.
So do the girls get involved in soldering as well?
Do you know, they're very good. I have to say, I've worked with girls and boys, normally secondary school type age. The boys tend to dive in and hold a soldering iron like they hold a knife, and they're sort of stabbing at the circuits, whereas the girls have got a little bit more precision about it. So their technical knowledge is possibly a little less than the boys that have been tinkering with kits and, you know, building things and Lego and stuff. But once they actually get into it, and some of the projects that the girls have been working on, I'm working with a group at the moment that are doing walking sticks that have lights in, so torches that you can illuminate your path, that sort of thing. And they're really, really getting into it, developing little circuits and the like. Recently, we had a couple of girls did a walking analyzer that's basically an odorometer for a shoe. They put pressure sensors in it, wired it up to an Arduino and clip it to a belt, and you'll get a graph of how people's feet go when they're walking.
One of those exercise pedometer things.
Yeah, exactly. But it's designed for athletes. A professional bit of kit is something in the order of a few thousand pounds, but they've made them for about 30 quid just to be able to monitor the way people move, how shoes fit, that sort of thing. And that's really creative. They've just gone out and done it, designed the circuits, written the software, physically built the thing as well. And when you see the effort that they go to and the creativity, it's brilliant. There's some very good future engineers there.
And for those interested in looking at becoming involved with STEM, or specifically being a STEM ambassador, how does one get involved? Is it complicated? I guess with schools, you've got the DBS and the background checks to sort of go through.
So there's two sides of it. STEM is always looking for schools to take part. So if anyone from a school happens to be listening that wants to be part of it, they apply to STEM and say, we would like some help. Primary, secondary, guides, scouts, anything along those lines. And then communication goes out to the local ambassadors. If you want to be an ambassador, it's very straightforward. In Essex, there's a group called Explore STEM, who are the local contact. You fill in an online form, they approach you, they'll get you in for a very quick introduction and induction. Then they do all the DBS and security and safeguarding checks to make sure that you're safe and that you know how to work with youngsters. Then they'll start putting you in touch with schools and youth groups to get started. I found it a really easy process. I've got an awful lot out of it. It is totally voluntary, so it's not anything you make money out of. But if you've got an interest in technology or science or engineering, donate a few hours a year, become a STEM ambassador, and it is very, very straightforward.
Would you say you've gotten really involved into this because you've got a daughter at that sort of age?
I got into it for a few different reasons. Yes, certainly my daughter, when I started being a STEM ambassador, was 8. She was showing a technical interest, and I thought this could be quite helpful. I've got some technology passions anyway. It's nice to be able to sort of put that knowledge to good use. It's something I wanted to try. It's a useful credential to have. Being blatant, it's quite nice for the CV as well to say that you can go into schools and help out. The DBS check opens a few doors. So generally, it was, you know, it ticked all the boxes for me. And I went in with that, you know, maybe I can get this for my CV. I've come out of it actually really inspired about helping youngsters and getting more involved than I ever thought I would. So it's really worked for me. And I've made some great friends that are in similar fields that are doing the same sort of stuff as I'm doing.
So that's Explore STEM. What's the website address?
It's www.explorestem.co.uk, or just Google STEM Ambassador.
That's science, technology, engineering and maths. Pete Sipple, thanks for your time this afternoon.
A pleasure.